The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
A very good afternoon, Rolien.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you doing in the chill of Joburg?
Oh, I am doing so well. I love winter. Never complain. Never, ever complain. It's actually the greatest time of the year. You ex-Joburg, you know what it's like. It's wonderful. And Rolien, to kick off today, Israel heads to the polls again. And last night it was announced that the Knesset will be dissolved and Israelis will head to elections. How did this go down?
Well, it's like deja vu, or make that deja mu, because we've had this at least five times in the last 3.5 years. But hey, what can I say? We're such fans of democracy here in Israel. We are doing it yet again. Unlike our neighbors who have a president who is in the seventeenth year of his 4-year term. But I digress. Yes, last night it was announced by Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. Yes, he is still the Prime Minister, that they will be dissolving the coalition. They will be making moves to dissolve the Knesset. This is as a result of a number of different factors, which we'll get to in a moment. But we know, according to them, in which they said in a press conference to Israelis last night, that they really had tried to do everything they could to ensure that the coalition maintained. The coalition had been in place for a year and really was Israel's most inclusive, most broad-based coalition in its history. Really, really extraordinary stuff, having divergent opinions from the far left to the far right. And really, last night's press conference was an example of two leaders from different parties with divergent opinions and positions, who really came together for the good of the country and were just really, really dignified in the way that they conducted themselves, even telling each other that they loved each other, thanking each other for their friendship. But in all seriousness, everything in their power done to try and ensure that the coalition maintains. But unfortunately, this was not meant to be, and we look to be heading back to the polls pretty soon.
And are there any poll predictions at this stage, or is it too early?
Well, this is the interesting thing. Of course, the pollsters were out in full force during the course of today, and nobody has a clear majority, neither what was the coalition or the opposition. So what will happen is that at the Knesset meeting tomorrow, a bill will be tabled to push for the dissolution of the Knesset. This is expected to only go through Wednesday next week. There are still some legal hurdles to go over. And what will happen is the Knesset will dissolve. The role of Prime Minister will go to Foreign Minister Yair Lapid. If you have been following Israeli politics, you'll know that as part of a rotation agreement, Lapid would have become Prime Minister next year anyway. And he will hold the portfolios of both foreign and prime minister until elections and a government is formed. Very, very important to remember, it's not necessarily who wins the election, it's who can form a government. And Israel is in this place because the Likud couldn't form a government with the last election. So this is where we are. So that will happen. And it's upheaval that Israel doesn't need right now. We are expected to possibly go to elections at the end of October because we still have a lot of legal issues to iron through. And of course, the upcoming Chagim, but this is the situation. We will be headed to our fifth election in 3.5 years. No clear winners predicted as yet.
As yet. And is this a possible comeback for Netanyahu?
Well, I know that there are many who took to social media last night going, yay, King Bibi, King Bibi, King Bibi, but don't pop the champagne corks just yet. because two members of Knesset, two ministers, have put forward the bill to restrict anybody who has criminal charges against them. This is any minister or any lawmaker who has criminal charges against them, and a reminder that former Prime Minister Netanyahu does have criminal charges leveled against him. He does have a significant amount of legal troubles at the moment. They've put forward the legislation that will block anybody from becoming a prime minister should they be facing criminal charges. Now, Netanyahu is currently on trial for three graft cases, including a charge of bribery. Ironically, when this bill was put forward, it was vetoed by the Yamina party, which is Naftali Bennett's party. Naftali Bennett hasn't decided whether or not he wants to continue in the political sphere. But this could mean that Netanyahu could be prevented from enjoying a comeback. It could also mean that the Likud will have to go to primaries before they put their final list together. If you want to know how Israeli politics works, it's based on proportional representation, and the number of seats are allocated proportionately to the amount or percentage of votes. And that's where we are at the moment. So don't pop the champagne just yet. We have to see what will happen in the next couple of months.
Absolutely. And with all the turmoil happening at the moment, President Biden is scheduled to visit. So is this visit still going ahead? And what would be the purpose of it?
Well, we have it on good authority by the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Thomas Nantz, that the scheduled visit of President Biden will still go ahead as planned. That is for the 14th and 15th of July before he flies off to Saudi Arabia. A spokesperson from the State Department said, you know, the ties between our two countries, our friendship is stronger than whoever is in government. It's a very, very important trip for the president. It's his first to the Middle East since he took office. And not only will he be meeting with now the incoming interim prime minister, Yair Lapid, but he will also be meeting with the Palestinians, who are going to try to improve the relations between the Palestinian Authority and the White House. They want a consulate opened in Jerusalem. That can only take place with the permission of Israel. So it is a sticking point. But the big issue facing us and facing the Americans is the threat of a nuclear Iran. Yesterday, our defense minister, Benny Gantz, confirmed that Israel is putting together a regional air defense coalition. This will be led by the United States. So very much countries here with the United States getting our ducks in a row to square off against Iran. Incidentally, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard think that this is now the collapse of the US and Israel. If I just want to remind them that at least we are a democracy.
Absolutely. When is this trip actually happening, President Biden's trip?
Next month, the 14th and the 15th of July.
And I mean, are those the 2 days that he's sort of scheduled to be in Israel?
Those are the 2 days he's scheduled to be here. He will have his meetings with the Palestinian Authority. But yes, that is when we are set to welcome President Biden.
And I think it's going to be interesting looking at his schedule and seeing what, you know, what is planned and whereabouts is he going to be in Israel? Any ideas?
He'll be in Jerusalem. He'll meet with all the important officials. He'll meet, you know, with the Prime Minister, who will also be the Foreign Minister. We expect a meeting with the Defense Minister, possibly other security officials. We don't have his final itinerary as yet, as one can understand, because, you know, of the security issues. But those are his priority meetings.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you'll keep us updated. And thank you so much. And As always, Rolene Marks with our Israel Report. Have a good evening. It is
fine. Have a good one.
Thank you so much.